Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. He went from playing quarterback in college to first a DB in New England before finally turning into one of Tom Brady's favorite targets. Now, Julian Edelman is calling it a career. The Patriots receiver announcing his retirement Monday after 12 seasons, 6,800 career yards, and a Super Bowl 53 MVP award.
Now, I've always said, I'm going to go until the wheels come off. And they finally have fallen off. Due to an injury last year, I'll be making my official announcement of my retirement from football.
Brady honoring Edelman on Instagram Monday night with a message that read in part, quote, "You have so many teammates that admire your work ethic and will to win, and I am at the top of the list because when I was down, you were right there to pick me up." Speaking of picking up, Sam Darnold meeting with reporters for the first time as a Panther, the QB admitting it stung a bit when he found out the Jets were trading him, but says he's excited for a fresh start in Carolina.
Anytime you're not wanted somewhere, that's always, you know, a tough pill to swallow. But then it was the opposite feeling. You know, you go from being unwanted and then all of a sudden, you know, the people in Carolina, you know, wanted me and obviously traded for me. Meeting the people around here and getting to know everyone and, you know, what the agenda is around here. It's, I'm just very thrilled and excited to get going.
In free agency news, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney is scheduled to fly to Cleveland tonight and will visit with the Browns on Wednesday. The Browns, of course, pursuing Clowney last offseason as well before he ended up signing a deal with the Seahawks. Meanwhile, our Tom Pelissero reporting running back James Conner visiting with the Cardinals on Monday. Conner is recovering from surgery for a turf toe injury and is expected to be fully recovered by June. And staying on the topic of running backs, former Bengal Giovanni Bernard is joining the Super Bowl champion Bucks, signing a one-year deal with Tampa. In other news, both Ohio State's Justin Fields and Trey Lance will incorporate staples of Kyle Shanahan's offense into their second pro day workouts, which the Niners head coach will attend, along with general manager John Lynch. San Francisco has said they will draft a QB with the third overall pick. And as Trevor Lawrence awaits his fate on draft night, where he's expected to be the top overall pick, barring any major changes, he had another life-changing moment over the weekend, tying the knot with Marissa Mowry over the weekend. Congrats to Trevor and his beautiful bride. Jags fans hoping Lawrence will one day secure another ring as well of the Super Bowl champion version. And remember, the NFL Draft presented by Verizon gets underway April 29th, and you can catch all the exciting action live on NFL Network. Well, my time is up, people. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.